Oi, oi, what's up, man? This is G Money. As ever, this is the Monday Minisode. A little bit later than usual, but of course, brought to you by myself, Andy and Calvin. Now, with the COVID-19 numbers going up, we have decided that the Monday episode will be recorded remotely just to make sure that we are walking the walk and talking the talk as far as social distancing is concerned. So once again, I apologize for any little glitches you may hear, but still enjoy the podcast. There's a lot of action in it, and we're blessed to bring it to you every single Monday. This is the Monday Minisode. Enjoy.
Hey, yo, the education.
Do you know what we should do? Let me turn my mic down. Do you know what we should do today on the podcast, on the Monday Minisode? We should just tell bad jokes for the whole fucking podcast. Like, for example, my pressure cooker blew up today. And that's actually a true story. I was just cooking, and the pressure cooker, like, I just hear, psh, blow up. Obviously, couldn't take the pressure.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's bad. Not as bad as your joke.
It's so dumb. It's good.
Calvin, I mean, Andy.
Yeah.
What do you call a woman who froze all of her bills into a fire?
Who froze all of her what?
Her bills, her light bill, her phone bill, her Zuku bill. She froze them into the fire and burns them.
I don't know.
Bernadette.
That shit was weak.
Come on, then. Andy. Come on, then.
Yo, do you guys watch dad jokes on YouTube?
Come on, then.
Occasionally. Yes, occasionally. Let me tell you this, Andy. What do you call a dad who smokes?
Pop Smoke.
Nah, bruh.
We know this.
Puff Daddy. No. Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Wow, it's terrible, man. This is the Monday Minisode, bruv. We're recording. So my name's G Money.
Andy Young.
And Big C.
Now, Calvin. First of all, you know what your name is now?
What?
What's the name of the slave who got freedom in Amistad?
Give me free!
Give me free!
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. For the first time in 8 years, I'm talking to an ex-colleague, bruv.
Fam.
Yeah.
It feels different.
Like this
Let me tell you.
Like this morning, all right, so we're recording this on Monday night, right? This morning,
yeah.
Calvin is texting me talking points. I'm like, fuck off.
Yo,
Calvin, that's not right, bro.
So last night I went to bed. Oh my God, I went to bed at 2 a.m. Oh my God, no panicking, nothing. I was up at 3 o'clock. I was up at 3 o'clock taking a leak. I'm walking around the house like, I should play PlayStation right now.
Oh man.
Fuck.
Let me tell you, I went to bed at 12 o'clock last night, right? And only thing on my mind was, for fuck's sake, I have 15 presenter mentions to read through. And then like 6 more came in today and I'm just like, for fuck's sake.
That's a lot, man.
How was it day one just by yourself after all this, G?
Do you know what? I won't even lie to you, man. This morning I went to work mad as fuck. Like I was just angry with the world. I had to say to myself, around about 7:45, so the show starts at 6 o'clock. But at 7:45, I was like, you know what? If I'm a shit show, it's going to reflect on me, innit?
Yes.
And then what had happened is in the GMITM WhatsApp groups, they had decided that they're going to have a new hashtag and all of these things. So it's like the hashtag was trending and I was just doing basic shit, you know? So by 8 o'clock, I said to myself, let me just, you know, psych up. But it's, do you know what's really mad? It's really crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, and shout going out to Nick Ndeda. And Nick said to him, sent me a message over the weekend. He was like, yo, don't let anything sap your dopeness, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to just think. But like today, you know, I had like, shout going out to the person today who sent the message. And they were like, you lot, orange is the new whack. I just died in relating to our studio. You know what I mean? But yeah.
God damn.
So, interesting times.
But let me tell you, man, I've had the most interesting weekend, man. Mm. Oh, my God. The messages. Mm. Jesus. First and foremost, right? So for those of you guys who listen to the show, a couple of weeks ago, there's a guy who called us from Nyeri. And my man works at a prison. like hardcore murderers, rapists, anything. Bro, he deals with those guys on a daily. So I was in Nyeri over the weekend and I bump into this guy at one of the spots over there. Like right. I was just passing by. My guy was like, Calvin, is that you? How can you leave?
wait.
He's like,
how could you leave?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My guy's like, how could you leave? He's like, yo, he's holding the camera. He's like, let's take a picture. Wow. Fam, we tried to take that picture with him for like five times. I was like, fam, keep it together. Wow. Let me actually do it. Now, that was not even strange. Friday night, right? Friday night, I had a very chill Friday. I just had like good food and I was back home. So there was so much traffic. I think it was the first time like guys were trying to beat that whole curfew. Right. You know, it moving an hour.
Yeah, there was unusual traffic on Friday.
Bro, true story, right? From all the messages, the tweets, the calls that came in on Friday, the realest shit that happened was I'm stuck in traffic, right? And there's a guy, so I'm outbound and there's a guy who's inbound. He sees me, he's like, Calvin, why'd you leave? And I was like, cause I can. And the guy's like, oh, you're arrogant even in person. I was like, nah, bro, I'm just kidding. Then the guy is like, listen, we're drinking in the car and I know you're a gin guy. Man poured out a tumbler, out a tumbler, smack in the middle of traffic, poured me a drink, left his car, mark you, he's the driver, and came, gave me a drink.
Wow. That's deep. That's love right
That's
there.
That's some love, bro.
Fam. Yeah. And he was like, oh, by the way, no, that's neat. Let me get you some more tonic. Man even poured me tonic. I was just like.
But how did it
feel? That's a man who cares, bro.
Like, let's get into that because I'm having a drink as we record. How did it feel?
It's different. Had you asked me how impactful radio is, say last week, Wednesday, I'd be like, it's impactful. We do our thing. But fam, after everything, I'm not even going to lie to you. This shit is different. Bruh, like everybody has a story of how they listen to you on the radio or how you've impacted them. Like, you know, I don't think radio presenters should ever take anything for granted, bro.
Bro,
no, as in, bro.
Over the weekend, someone sent me a 10-minute long voice note.
Yeah.
Telling me how much we've impacted their life, telling me about the moment of meditation, what they'd be. 10 minutes long, bro.
Yeah.
Wow, like that's some love,
10
bro.
10 minutes long. 10. I'm not even bullshitting. 10.
Sheesh.
I mean, like, it's been interesting because, like, for me, on my side, I've got to, like, try and stay positive because Friday was a lot for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, after the show, I was supposed to have a meeting which didn't take place. And I just sat in that place just working myself into, like, a really foul mood. So at some point on Friday, I was just like, you know what? I can't do this shit. Like, so I called my brother. Let me tell you lot need to thank my bro. Because if he'd picked up, I just called him to tell him, you know what? Me, I'm out there. I can't do this, you know? And then he messaged me, nah, you're dealing with emotion right now. You're not dealing with reality, you know? But I was like...
Oh, he came through.
I know. He came through by not answering.
Yeah, big time. He came through big time.
Because I just called him and said, yo, bro, you know what? This is it. I can't do this no more, you know?
Would you actually do that, G? Like, had that not happened, would you have gone through with that decision?
Well, the thing is, I mean, honestly, you know what was bugging me then, right? There's a lot of stuff that was bugging me. And the key thing wasn't so much... like Calvin leaving, because that's whatever, isn't it? But like, it's just that, like, that's when it hit me. I was like, you know what? End of the day, are you stepping into a better situation or are you stepping into a worse situation? And more importantly, at this stage of your career, do you really want all of this external noise that's happening around? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get you.
But shout out to Shafi. Shafi came in, gave me a long conversation. I was like, yo, you can't do that. And so here I am.
Oh, it's interesting, man. Interesting.
Interesting times, though, man. Interesting times, and I just think that it's one of those ones where you know when you're in a good position, like and I think all of us are in good positions at various different stages of our careers, but we're all in very good positions in what we're doing.
Yep.
So I just think it's one of those ones where we just have to make sure that we just make the best of the situations that we're in.
True.
Because as Nick said, don't let anybody dull your dopeness, you know. And I know
facts only.
And I know that's the challenge that I have, because you know it's so easy for me to just be like, nah, you know. But
yeah,
bruh.
But then I would I'd be a hypocrite as well, because if I was to say to you that I don't love what I do, I would be lying as well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? The best thing that two people have told me this weekend, they're like, enjoy your leave.
Yeah. Because you'll be back soon.
Enjoy your leave.
Yeah.
That's so, guys, think you're pulling that G situation that you mentioned the other time on the podcast. Like fake leaving radio.
No, guys are actually like, of course,
you'll be back soon.
I'm not going to be on the breakfast show. You get?
Right. Mm.
But guys are smart enough to know that I do love radio. Uh-huh. So they're just like, enjoy your leave.
Enjoy. That's true though, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Mm. Your moment,
yeah, enjoy your moment. That's why, bro, guys, I want to get a dog so bad.
Bro, don't get a dog. Don't get a dog.
Yo,
that's a bad idea, bro.
Let me tell you, I've thought about it, and I think we will have the dog as our guest on the podcast.
Wow.
Bro, is this actually happening?
First of all, that podcast where we have a dog on the podcast will be recorded at your house.
That's okay. Bro, did you know they have...
As a matter of fact...
Are you allergic to fur?
I just thought about something. Why haven't we recorded the podcast at your house yet? Like,
you guys pull up.
Let's pull up on Thursday.
Yeah. So why not?
Yeah, let's pull up on Thursday. Because we just bring the stuff. I mean...
Yeah.
Your house is perfect, bro.
Done deal. So we're doing that. Bruh, did you guys know there's toothbrushes and toothpaste for dogs?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I've never thought about that.
Toothbrushes, nail clippers.
Nail clippers,
all
yes.
Them thing there. Shampoo.
There's even shampoo's good, but shades. Imagine, even sunglasses, bruh. Yeah. Like, I've just been thinking about, yo, strap that motherfucker on my back and we're on the bike right into eternity.
But honestly, that's not. If your dog has got shades and has got a nail clipper and shampoo and toothbrush, it's not a real dog.
Bro, let me tell you. Why?
As opposed to what?
Real bad man dog, though, have nail clipper. Let me tell you.
Bro.
I keep on telling you about when I was growing up. We had dogs in the house, in the yard. Fam, those dogs didn't even have names, bruv. Like, we couldn't even bother to name the dog.
It was
like,
dog.
The name is dog. You think that them
dog?
You think that them dogs could come to man and be like, I need a haircut. Arf. I need to get my nails did. Arf. I need shades.
I've thought about it. I have a whole guest room over here, and I don't have enough guests who come over. Why not have a permanent homie who lives here? Call him like. I'm taking dog names. Have him stay over there.
But a dog, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dogs are faithful.
That's a lot of responsibility,
bro.
Calvin. Are you ready for that kind of responsibility?
Wow.
No, but dogs, I'm not going to get like one of this, like.
Bro, there's no.
I'm not going to get like a GSD or some, fam, like a huge motherfucker.
Like,
I just want like a little thing.
That's like saying I'm not going to get a kid with a hood rat. Fam, dogs are just. Dogs are stress. Those little dogs, you still need to take them for a walk. And those little dogs are annoying because they're always like, because they can't fight. Because they can't fight.
But
you see, like a big dog goes.
Culture shock, bro.
Once. And everything flattened.
Game over.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, do you know how many shorties would fall for you? Fam. Like, gee, you go to the gym and anything. I've been seeing your arms are looking snatched and all. Then you have this little thing that you just hold by your chest. God damn it.
Bro.
Jeez.
Bro. Snatched chest, snatched arms, and a chihuahua. No, fam. No.
Doesn't add up, fam.
Hold on, you guys keep talking. I need to go and check my... I'm actually cooking as we speak. Hold on.
Bruh, I'm really contemplating getting a dog.
No,
fam,
bro.
Them things are dope.
But Calvin, do you know what I love about this whole situation? It's your struggles, bro. You have the... different kinds of struggles nowadays, bro. Like, man is thinking about buying a dog. Mine has already thought about how this is going to be such a chick magnet. You know, how you're going to be riding your bike with your dog at the back or at the front or wherever you want to put it, bro. I like your struggles, fam. Like, in this day and age, smack in the middle of whatever is going on globally, fam, Joe Biden just got voted in the other day, but we care about you and your dog. I love
bro,
it, man. I
let me tell
it.
You this. Andy, life is for the living, bruh.
Huh?
Life is for the living.
No, yeah. Z, I'm telling Calvin, what I love about this whole situation is his levels of struggles, as in they're so different.
Like, yeah, get a dog.
Yeah, getting a dog right now, as in, and I was giving him an example, like Joe Biden just got voted in, yeah? But all you care about right now is Calvin and his dog.
By the way, Joe Biden getting voted in, star. So
yeah. Can we talk about Kamala Harris's voice? Joe, you're going to be president. That shit was hilarious.
No, Calvin, you're foul for that, bro.
Yo,
Joe, you're now going to be president. I was just like, God damn.
You know what that tone was? That tone was, no, don't buy me that bag for $100,000.
Yo, but you know what? Fuck. I've had a term I've never heard before. Fast gentleman.
Oh,
bro.
Man.
Fast gentleman.
Oh, yeah,
what that nigga do?
Yeah, because her second gentleman.
Her hubby.
Yeah, second gentleman.
Mm.
Fam, I'm here for it though.
Yeah.
Yo, as in you have allowance.
If your wife to just, if your wife is first lady for vice president. I'm here for it. What? Look after the kids. I'm here for it. Like, well, cook. I'm here for
stay
it.
Stay at home, dad.
What?
Yo,
retirement
let me tell you.
Scheme.
Daddy, first gentleman. I know. Shorty's gonna have to be traveling and everything. Like for conferences, I couldn't give a fuck about. Like the yellow fever conference at some country in Africa. It's all like, boo-boo.
What?
You go for that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to be sent for money. Like I need to be in Atlanta at Magic City.
Right.
You know, a couple of dollars here spent on the strippers. Yeah. Feel like a man again. Feel like I have balls because I'm clearly not bringing the bread home.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's only fair. You want to tell me these first ladies don't feel shit as well? Like now, Melania, with that.
Mm. Oh, wow. Fam, take bets. How quickly before Melania divorces Trump?
3 months.
Like, fam, I don't see, I don't see them lasting a year.
Same. A year? I'm calling it 3 months.
I don't see them lasting a year. You know what I mean? I don't.
But you guys, have you guys seen that? I think it's tricky. Let's see. But you know, Trump is Trump. But the most interesting bit about all of what has happened, first and foremost, is not given a speech. Uh-huh. What's it called?
Concession.
Uh-huh. But his son-in-law, Jared, and the wife have actually told him, "Bruh, just take the L. My man's not done nothing."
Mm.
And I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet the other day when you said that he's going to understand that the Secret Service have loyalty to the presidency, the title.
It's to the office.
Yeah.
Yes, not the person. I saw that.
Joe Biden's already getting those intelligence briefings from today. He's like,
already?
What the fuck is all of this shit? I didn't sign up for this. But you know
what? Man.
Yo, I was reading Joe Biden's life story. My man's been through it, you know, dog.
My he's man's been through it.
Lost the wife, like lost his kids. Had a brain operation, all kind of things.
Oh, what?
He's had a crazy, crazy, crazy life, bro. His story is so inspiring, bro. Like, proper inspiring.
Yo, I saw a video of him talking when he was, a congressman, and I stand corrected, in 1986. And he was talking about the situation down in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
How articulate he was and how he was so angered by the situation with apartheid and all, right?
Uh-huh.
He's talking about how can we be supporting the South African, the Afrikaners who are doing this to the actual Africans. Yo, bro, my guy is passionate.
But he's been an activist like that for a long time, bro.
And now I can see, you know, it's so interesting his story, right? How he was the VP to, what do you call it? To
Obama.
To Obama. So Obama actually went for him, bro. Now I can understand the whole story.
Yeah, because guys were like, who the hell is that? No one knows.
Yep.
So Andy.
But you know what?
Like, hold on.
Mm.
Somebody's coughing in the background. It's not me.
It was me.
It's not me. Oh,
okay. It was you or somebody around you?
No, it was me. It was me who was coughing.
Just making sure.
But you know
Andy,
what?
Because Andy's in Coast alone.
Yeah, man. A man can take a solo vacay, man.
You're the one who gives a shit for taking solo vacays, bruh. Look at us. We're mature enough not to argue with you. Have fun. Let me ask you this, Andy. What brothel, hotel are you staying at?
Wow, I'm doing Airbnb, bro. I'm not doing a hotel or a brothel.
Do you see what I did there?
I see you did there, my bro.
Not traveling alone. Remember on this podcast here, Andy said at one point he'd want to take a hoe away for like lunch and
such.
This
away.
Is it right here.
I wish I could afford it, bro.
On a holiday.
Oh, you but wish you could afford
you know
it?
What?
You wish you could afford to take a hoe?
Yeah, man. But you know what?
We can avail that for you.
The funds. No, this trip has made me realize that I'm very terrible at planning. And that's something us Mandem need to talk about.
You
like
need to
planning
talk about.
Trips and everything.
Why was it hard for you?
Because this wasn't the vacay that I had envisioned, because I was to go with shout out to Neville. We were to take a vacay, just me and him, you know, just come out here and vibe. But things didn't go accordingly, and by the time we realized that, it was a bit too late for, you know, us to start planning other things. So man had to look at his options, and I really wanted to come to the coast. You get me,
right?
So I didn't have a backup plan. I had to come up with a backup plan like the night before I traveled, and now that's yesterday.
Right.
And it's very costly. We really need to do, I really need to do better at planning, man. I suck at that.
Yeah, well, you know, end of the day, but here's the thing. You're there. And you've paid for your accommodation, you paid for your flight. Have you got money for food?
Yeah.
Well, then fucking
but I mean, you can send some poker money.
Fam.
I love it, Andy. I'm so proud of you. I love the fact that you've actually taken a solo trip. You're out there. If you're abducted, don't worry. We'll send that money to Al-Shabaab, whatever the fuck. Al-Shabaab be like, we have your favorite TikToker.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be doing your millennium things from the beach? Like, are you going to be... do we need to block you now? Because, no lie, I don't want to see what's happening with you.
Oh, really? Oh, then you better block me, bro. Yo, G, hold up, G. Did you join Snapchat?
This podcast needs to end. How long have we been talking?
No. My man joined Snapchat. Wagwan.
I joined Snapchat. You know why I joined Snapchat? Because there's a influencer, not influencer, Snapchat celebrity in the UK called Steve-O, the madman. And he's mad on Instagram, and basically he's been given a deal to produce like a soap opera, like a sitcom thing on Snapchat. So I followed Snapchat to see how it's working there, to see if that's something that we could look at in the future, because, you know, that's how I am, innit? So I was looking at what he's doing to see if there's anything that I can learn from it.
Yo, shout out to your PR team. Yo, they did a good job, man.
No, but that's the truth, though.
They did a good job, bro.
I don't even know how to use it, fam. Like, I was on Snapchat, like, what, 6-7 years ago. It's changed. It's all of these things and all of this stuff. So, I don't know. But that's the reason.
Where ain't you followed Mans, by the way?
I haven't followed you.
Follow the homeboy, bro.
I don't know how, bro. Calvin, I'm on Snapchat. He tried to throw me under the bus, but yeah, I'm on Snapchat. And...
Yeah, no. Why not?
Yeah, so.
I got Snapchat too on my, I got TikTok too on my phone, but
nah, I draw the line at TikTok, bruv. But I did make I did make a reel though. A reel.
Yeah, you did make a reel.
One.
A
that
real
was hilarious.
One.
Oh my goodness. But that was hilarious.
The thing about it is though, it's like you gotta keep ahead. You got like, fam. I meet people who are my age, right? Like my friends who are my age, bro. And they're so disconnected from this digital world.
Oh, that's terrible.
For real, bro. Like, I meet people who are my age who, fam, Facebook, that's it. Don't talk about Insta. Don't talk about... Mm-mm. And it's so weird because it's like the way... Like, these are people who you know. And they're like, what is this Twitter thing? And I'm like, but we're the same age.
What do you mean, what is this Twitter thing?
Yo, they be on Facebook. They be on Facebook and you tell them about TikTok and they're like, no, that's the mark of the beast. Sorry, bro.
It's nuts, bro. It's nuts. So,
wow.
So my thing about it is, it's like this. It's like, I mean, do you just like, I think that getting older and getting older is a state of mind. Yes, there's the physical manifestation, obviously. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, true.
The knees creak a bit when you're going up the stairs. But apart from that, fam, I think it's a state of mind. At the end of the day, it's like, when do you stop being inquisitive? Because the story I gave you about Snapchat is actually true. So I saw Steve on Twitter just talking about the Steve O, the Madman show, exclusive to Snapchat. So I went on to Snapchat to find it so I could watch it and see. And he's just literally, it's like your Insta stories just continually, and it's him and his daughters and his wife have all become stars. So I'm like, I'm nice. Looking at it and I'm like, yo, okay, what can we take from this to in this space? Because I'm telling you, bro, in this space that we're in, it's like
we're in there with the whole nine.
You know, fam, the space that we're in for the podcast, for this podcast and for other projects that we have on the boil. And things that we're going to do between now, like 2021 is looking so good. And also, no, 2021 is looking amazing, fam. Inshallah, we live and we're healthy and we get there, right?
But so are you trying to say that you guys are going to leave your jobs at Radio Africa? Huh?
Listen to this.
Is that what we're saying?
Listen to this bitch. Fam, you outside the club, you can't even get in.
Hold up, let me call management right now. Hello? I want back in. Nah.
Oh, man.
Like, true story, G, there's so much in the horizon. I love it.
Yeah, yeah,
I love
there's it. A lot happening, bro. You know the crazy, going back to that Radio Africa thing, fam, you know the biggest message that I've got in my inbox? Guys are like, yo, episode 81. Guys are looking forward to episode 81. I don't know why they're so amped about episode. Like, what do they expect on episode 81?
It's the pent-up energy, bro. Oh, man. There's a lot of expectations.
Calvin's gonna walk on the podcast. Free to do what you want to do.
Yo, let me tell you, I'm so free right now that I'm actually Googling gangster names for dogs. Like, male dogs. Bro, I've found one. Gee, the first one that I've seen. Maverick. Remember Maverick?
The dope name for a dog, though.
Yeah, like in Top Gun, right?
But you could.
God damn.
You should just call him Glock.
Glock.
Yo,
Glock is a
I like that Glock. Yo, for a gun, right?
Yeah.
Glock.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, shit, that will have them wet,
guys. Oh my God. This Minnesota is Glock. Well, I can promise you guys one thing, right?
Here's
the promise: there will be plenty of alcohol on deck for episode 81.
We're finna be there.
81 is gonna be something special, and I want guys to start drinking before the podcast so that the tongues are libated, the ancestors are worshipped, and we are good. Are we together?
That's what's up.
Alcohol
we're doing
ETC.
It.
Yeah, man. And Andy will bring a split for you. This has been the man.
Pass the dachip on the left hand side.
Oh, you ain't even arguing. God damn, you've grown.
This has been the Monday Minnesota. My name's G Money.
And the young.
I'm still trying to think. I think Gizmo's a nice dog name.
Jesus Christ.
I'm out. It's Big C, AKA the retiree. Don't wake me up until 8 a.m.
There you go, guys.